This is not the first time we've seen this happen. Why didn't the coaching staff jump in and call a timeout there? You know, to save your quarterback. So now what happens, you go from 3rd and 10 at the 18, it becomes 3rd and 15 with a flag. He's sacked. And then you find out that your kicker can't even attempt a field goal that long. And so they have to take another delay to give them more space to back up and punt. You and I looked at each other and went, wait a minute. If his back is bad, which Patrick talked about during the game, speaking of Vaco's the kicker, well, he wasn't kicking off today.
And hasn't kicked off for the majority of the season.
So, yeah. can someone else kick?
You would think.
To me, that was just a critical, because momentum seemed to shift after that.
Totally. And it was clearly a part of the thought process at the end of the half, Tim, which was one of the more frustrated moments that I've had this year with the decision making on the sideline. Of Tausch said it a couple of times, you got 8 seconds to go. And you do have a timeout. So you're going to be able to burn a timeout if you take something to the middle of the field.
Right.
Everybody has a play where you're only looking to get about 7 or 8 yards. And Tausch called it the church play.
Yeah, the church play.
Get yourself down. Go get a couple of yards. Get yourself down. Call a timeout. And get an attempt off.
Church was a staple for those who played at Wisconsin. Many former players have brought it up in the postgame before.
Yeah, and it's one of the plays that you'll run through during your walkthrough night before the game.
Right.
It's right in there with the Hail Mary. Call it a Hail Larry, which is generally peel off and try to gain a couple of yards like you do just before that. And seemingly that was what they decided to run with 7 seconds to go and then set up the Hail Mary. And there are countless chances that it felt like they had to put points on the board and instead made it, whether by players or maybe in that sense by the coaching staff, Tim, I think they just made it a little harder on themselves. And for a team that all year long, nothing has come easy on the offensive side, you can't do that to yourself. You're just not good enough at this moment to be able to overcome those issues.
I think one thing, too, and you being a coach now, post-career, maybe can give us a better assessment of this than I can. The coaching staff has not really coached together until this season, correct?
Totally. Yep. Yep.
So, I mean, and you know, Luke has talked about when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, he's not really involved in it. He trusts Longo. Longo, you know, is the guy that's calling the plays, and they go with everything. Well, who in a situation like that steps in and calls timeout?
Oh, that should be the head coach.
Right?
Yeah, that should be the head coach. And that's why, as a head coach, you don't call the defense or call the offense.
You
oversee the game. Okay. You manage the game. And my man Richter right behind him is saying, hey, coach, we probably should take a timeout. Hey, coach, you should probably take a timeout. And that's where you got to be able to be on top of those things. And there will be arrows out for Phil Longo throughout the season because there was a lot expected of the offense. Actually thought he called a decent game today. I thought he put them in position to go make plays. Just didn't have them. I mean, there were open receivers. There were guys that had chances to make plays. Just weren't able to break one tackle if you're Vinny Anthony when you're 15 yards downfield on the end around, which was blocked up pretty beautifully. You sprint, you break one tackle there. We're celebrating in the pay dirt. And same deal with the fourth down play to Will Pauling. And I think it was earlier in the fourth quarter, maybe a third down play, and it was right over by the Wisconsin sideline. You saw Longo's hands go up onto his head because he knew they were in a decent little spot to be able to get something going, but it was a misfire. Could have been even worse. Stared down Pauling, almost pick six. They got away with a couple there earlier on where it could have gotten a little even hairier.
I mean, Indiana, to me, their defensive plan is really simple. I mean, they looked at Wisconsin, even as porous as that defense had been against the run, one of the worst defenses in the country against the run, Wisconsin is down to their 3rd and 4th backs. So it's really simple. Heat up the quarterback. If we lose today, it's because what Locke does, Locke has to beat us.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't today. He had to struggle.
No, and there will be a lot of guys, and this is why there's as many iPads that you have distributed. At some point, everybody on that plane home is going to be able to look and say, oh, that's a play that I left on out there. The offensive line on the sack that we're talking about before the end of the half, Tanner Bordellini is calling the slide. And it's a great play by 44, who I believe, Tim, just watching it, I believe he's supposed to loop all the way back around into one of the A-gaps where Bordellini's waiting for a blitzer to come, don't want to vacate that much of an area, instead says, well, I could just double up here into the B-gap. There's only one guy here, and it looks like the running back's a little confused. Slides through and makes a great play on lock and kicks them right out of whatever field goal range they actually had here today.
Well, and I agree with you. I'm looking at a talking text line right now, and you're right. People are piling on Phil Longo. But part of it is that, again, I sound like I'm making excuses, but you just said it a minute ago. They are so limited right now from a skilled position standpoint. And then with a young quarterback, you and I both said this last week when we did this together. We were most concerned about two things: the emotional, physical letdown after the loss to Ohio State, the injuries, specifically Braylon Allen, and the fact that they played at 11 o'clock this morning. I know Indiana did too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're coming off that game, you know, that emotional, that letdown, and it just, they started really, really slow and sluggish today. And I just, man, this is just, it's one of these games that's really frustrating as a fan, it's frustrating as a coach, it's frustrating as a player, because there was numerous chances to take control of this game today, and yet again, they were unable to finish.
Yeah, and Scott and Aaron goes, excuse after excuse after excuse, they just lost to Indiana. Well, at some point, if you're listening to this show, you want to have some hear some rationale as to why they lost. So I think for the last 15 minutes, what we've done is put scenario after scenario after scenario, possibility and opportunity that they had to win the game out in front of you. At no point has anybody said, well, you know what, just didn't have enough. No, you just got beat. So at some point, if you want to hear why, then that's what we're going to do for the next couple of hours. But if you only want to say it's an excuse when we're giving you reasons and situations that were there to have an opportunity to win the football game, I don't know what else you want to hear. There were chances for them to win this football game here today. They also, in the first half, Tim, got outpossessed with the football almost 21 minutes to 9.
Yeah.
Is that an excuse or is that a reason?
Well, not only that, but you look at how many third down completions Indiana had in the first half. Now, they finished up, I think, 6 for 12. In the second half, this defense came alive.
Yeah.
At one point, they held Indiana to a total of 14 yards of offense late in that fourth quarter. So the defense brought you back. The defense gave you a chance. In a game like that, you have to have, you know, something extra. You mentioned the Vinny Anthony return of 22 yards. I thought maybe that would be a spark. Mm. But there really wasn't a spark outside of that from special teams today.
No, and the Vinny Anthony return is on the drive that I think we're looking at, where you're down inside the red zone, yeah, one of the first times today, and then you take a penalty that you just can't take, a sack that you just can't take, and you end up outside of field goal range. And the injuries, you can say, are an excuse.
They're a factor.
They're a factor.
They're a factor.
And today,
yes,
it became a bigger factor, even more so, Tim, while the game was going on, because we were on the outside looking in, not knowing what their kicking situation was.
Right.
So it made some more decisions throughout the game. Maybe a little more head-scratching, I think, is the way LePay said it. But when you factor in that they didn't have certain guys, then you understand some of the decision-making there. That there were still plenty of chances for them to go win this football game. And even though third down conversions, and your defense did play very well into the second half, too many third and longs converted. Yeah. At one point, I think 5 of 8, Indiana was on third downs of 7 or longer. Yikes.
Badgers flagged 8 times today, perhaps none bigger than the Holman call, the PI call it towards the end of the game that was on Indiana's last drive. Badgers flagged 8 times today for 78 yards. Indiana twice for 30. The Badgers put the ball on the ground twice. They lost them both. Fortunately, Indiana did not score any points off turnovers. When Wisconsin wins the possession time, they win the game. Today, Indiana had the ball for 33 minutes and 25 seconds compared to 26:35 for Wisconsin. Not enough today. The Badgers coming home, licking their wounds. And you got to get ready, because Northwestern is not what you thought they were. Northwestern has found something, and they're going to be ready for the fight next week at Camp Randall Stadium.
Well, and you're going to have to score a little bit with Northwestern. Yeah. And maybe Maybe scoring would also help if we just give Bryson Green the football. That dude's pretty dang explosive when the ball is in his hands or it's in his vicinity, as we saw earlier on here today.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We would love to hear from you, Badger fans. Lots of ways to connect with us. We hope to have some sound from Bloomington with Mike Heller and head coach Luke Fickell. We'll go inside the locker room as well. Lots of ways to touch base with us at 414-799-1973. Also on X/Twitter. What do you call it? Is it Twitter? X?
I'm still calling it Twitter, but Twitter, you know, I'm an OG Twitter guy, so I'm going to stick with that.
I am too. Let's just stay with that. So at Bill Schmidt Radio, at Badger Postgame. Also, you can email me too if you want at badgerpostgame@gmail.com. I actually have some emails.
Let's go.
A little scathing. We
got to rip through some of those emails because I bet that kind of like the comments section is where the real good stuff is.
You're right. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers Postgame Show. It continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mozza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mozza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Hey, welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Billy, how about Wisconsin Badger hockey?
Yes. Come on now.
Yes, yes.
Let's go. Take that, Wolverines.
Yeah, how about
Can't
that?
Can't steal our signs on the ice.
Ranked.
Maybe they did. I don't know. We still beat them.
Ranked number five in the country. Got a win last night against Michigan. I'm just trying to put a positive spin on this just to kind of take away your focus for a minute from the carnage that happened in Bloomington today. 20-14 was the final. What's interesting is that there is nothing on social media yet. We have nothing. Heller's inside the locker room.
Yeah.
We have nothing out of there. So you've been in locker rooms after tough losses. My guess without being there, that there might be some type of discussion that's going on, a little soul searching right now.
Yeah, there's something going on in there. I don't exactly know what. It's going to have to be somewhat brief at some point because they're going to have to get on a bird and fly on back here to Madison.
They fly on the bus.
I'd imagine they flew, right? We don't want to. Yeah. No one wants to drive through Indiana.
Did they bus to Champaign?
I sure hope not. Don't put those kids
through
that.
Maybe it's the Minnesota trip. I thought there was one trip a year they have to.
Probably Iowa.
Could have been Iowa.
Right? I mean, if they would have went to Iowa, they probably would have bussed that one.
Maybe.
I don't know. There's a lot to discuss here after this game, and I imagine that they're doing it pretty quickly here into the locker room, and then maybe a little bit more thoroughly than you would have anticipated. Because, Tim, as all of our texters and tweeters and callers will hear today, didn't anticipate losing this game, I got news for you. The Badger coaching staff also didn't anticipate they were going to lose to 2-6 Indiana. You know who also didn't think that they were going to lose to 2-6 Michigan State? Nebraska, who you're also still battling for the Big Ten West with. And hey, Brett Bielema may be doing us a little bit of a favor here, up 14-7 early against Minnesota. You just need those Wildcats to put one in the end zone against Iowa, because you know Iowa's not scoring. So, listen, we could all be right back here to square one of a four-way tie at the top of the Big Ten West. How's that for a spin zone?
So I dug this up today. I like that. I dug this up today. And again, the program, it was a different time. The program was in a different state at that point. But in his first 3 years at Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez won how many games? You want to take a guess?
I looked it up. 12-game seasons. Let me say he won.
3 years combined.
18 games.
11.
Oh, yes. Okay.
First year he won one.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, again, the program was different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was in the build process. We didn't have the success here. But we've talked about this a lot, that this is the remnants of the lack, I believe, my opinion, the recruiting issues because you've lost depth here. Does it excuse the loss today? No. But when you lose... You lost arguably two of the top five running back tandems in all of college football. You lost them now, both of them, over the course of this season. You've got a fullback. Kid played his backside off today, but he's a fullback playing running back. Yakimelli, God bless him, played hard, tried to make a play today. Give Indiana credit. They stripped him from that. Mm-hmm. And you've got Braden Locke, who I said to you when we walked in here, I miss Tanner Mordecai today.
Yeah.
I miss Tanner Mordecai a lot today. I mean, he's a team captain. He's been out. This was the first game I thought to myself, we really needed him, because today, that's where this sixth-year player that's seen everything, that has done everything, plus his ability to run changes the defense a little bit.
Big time. And there's a run. I'm misremembering the exact moment of it, but I believe it was somewhere in the third quarter where you watch Locke roll out to the right. He's got Nowakowski blocking out towards the sideline. And Mordecai, we've seen, pretty savvy runner, right? Not lightning quick, not extremely elusive, but he's just very good understanding space and understanding where his blocks are, where you can find a couple of yards and dive forward. And, you know, Braden runs into the hit, runs into the block, doesn't see where Riley's big old fanny is pointed right back towards the hash mark. Duck inside of that, weave yourself through, grab 3 yards, and be fine with it. Instead, goes, takes an unnecessary shot, and Tausch was talking more about the shot. I thought about the yards that you probably could have gotten there. Those are things that you miss. Obviously, the overthrows, you can say, Tanner probably hits that one. Tanner might make that one. But, you know, these guys are here for a reason, and we always say they're on scholarship too. The ones on your roster who are lower on the depth chart are also going to be on scholarship. So there are plays that still have to be made, and you can't just make the youth excuse here. But I'll say this one, Tim, for the program as a whole, and as you mentioned, Luke Fickell just coached his ninth game at the University of Wisconsin. To make sweeping assumptions as to what the staff is, what he is, what the move was like, I think we need to at least let that get to 19 or 29 games before we start making those decisions.
All right, let's do this. Let's hear from head coach Luke Fickell right now. He is standing by with Mike Heller. Fellas.
With the head coach Luke Fickell, that second half, you had opportunities. You begin the fourth quarter at their 18-yard line and costly mistakes, right? The delay of game and then the sack.
Yeah, nothing was sharp. All around, and we did come out the second half. We did create a little bit of energy. We found a way to make some things happen and played a lot better defensively and got some stops. But you end up shooting yourself in the foot and put yourself in a situation where you can't get points. And it not only is it tough on you, it's just the momentum and energy that you create, you lose. And right now on the road in particular, it's hard to find ways to generate that momentum again.
That first half, you didn't find offensive rhythm. And on third downs defensively, I think they were 5 of their first 8 on 3rd and 7 or longer, which is the defensive position you want to be in, but you couldn't get off the field.
Yeah, we did really good on 1st and 2nd down. And in that first half, they made some plays on 3rd and long, which had been something we'd been good at and not something they'd been good at. But, they're going to make some plays, and you got to find ways. I thought they did a great job at adjusting and, having to do some stuff a little bit different second half-wise. But they still eventually made the plays, in particular down the stretch when they had to, and we didn't.
Luke, later in the game, you got set up pretty decent on a punt return. Then Cade fumbles. I don't know if it was the right call or not, but young player fighting for extra yards. That's the only turnover you commit other than at the end of the game, but you also don't get one.
Yeah. That's turnovers are the name of the game, especially when you go on the road. You got to take care of the ball, and we got to find ways to get them. Ball's on the ground a couple times for our defense, and some way, somehow, it bounced, and we didn't get it. They either out-hustled us or just, we got to make our own breaks. And, sometimes as you look back at it, that might be the difference in the ball game, the ability to capitalize on the opportunities that you have, and the ability to create some turnovers is something that we didn't have a chance to do tonight.
You knew coming into this week, final one, that with 4 weeks you had some things in front of you. What was the message in that locker room today?
Well, we're going to find out a lot more about ourselves. Obviously we would need some help, but we can't dwell upon, what the destination is. We've got a long way to go, and these guys got a lot of pride in what it is that they do, and in the logo, and what they've done. They've been through a lot, meaning the last year or two, and now we've got to dig deep. Probably got some adjustments to do, and I mean that in a way that, like, adjusting our mindset to what it is that you want to play for, because it's not just about always just playing for a championship. Now we will need some help, but we got to find a way to do what we said we were going to do at the start of the year is finish.
Luke, thank you, appreciate it. Back to you guys.
All right, Mike Heller and Luke Fickell after the game today. I looked down at the talk and text line. The barrister hits us up and says, backups at quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. Still would have liked to see better play. But, hey, how about Badger hockey?
How about it? Come on, Mike Hastings. That's what I'm talking about. But it's a little dose of reality that you were playing without Shim and against, what did you say, the worst rush defense in?
In the Big Ten.
In the Big Ten,
One of the worst rushing defenses in the country.
Yeah, without Braylon Allen. Yeah. This would have been.
That was the thing today. I kept on thinking to myself, if Braylon is playing in this game.
Man.
Yes.
Not even just for the Badgers, but for Braylon himself.
Yes.
Because, for a young man that's got his sights set on some big-time numbers, this would have been we like to call these stat pattern games, boss.
Right.
This would have been one where you think that he would have been able to get a little downhill and roll. And this is also one where we always call them senior games, right? When you go on the road, you're going to need to bring some juice. As Fick said, it's already tough enough. If you lose the turnover battle on the road, you got to generate momentum. This was a game that I really would have loved to see them kind of put on the O-line and start wearing down the Hoosiers. They were able to do it there into the third quarter. But, man, when they flipped the field into the fourth quarter, that offensive faucet just shut off.
Yeah, I just, it's one of those games, and you don't want to, when they play well, they take all the glory. And when they don't play well, they take all the slings and arrows. And you know what I'm talking about.
It's part of the position.
It's the quarterback.
Yep.
And Braden Locke did not play well today. You can say it was. No, it was. It was his worst start ever as a Badger quarterback in his young career. And I just can't shake the fact today that Tanner Mordecai was on the sidelines in full uni.
That's impressive.
Now whether he would have. So then it begs the question. Obviously, he was not able to play. But he cannot be that far behind because you thought to yourself, he's fully dressed.
I thought the same thing.
And so when he's struggling, I'm sitting there watching this game by myself, and I'm thinking, okay, if he's dressed, are they going to maybe make a change? So obviously he was not able to go today. They were not going to risk that.
I wonder if Braden Locke would have went down, who goes in?
That was my thought, too. Hey. Were you surprised?
Oh, I was stunned.
I was stunned, too, that he was fully dressed.
I can't remember which on the beat it was. It could have been Patricus or Jesse Temple or one of the three, Evan Flood. Somebody put out today when they were reporting from Bloomington, could have been our own Don Wachilis, who was covering the game today for us, said that Mordecai was on out slinging the ball around with teammates pregame, and I'm like, okay,
I'm driving
shorts
in.
And t-shirt, that's nice.
And
sounds
Matt
good.
Said Matt said he was questionable.
I'm like, wait, what?
Yes, I was driving in, and Matt on the pregame show said that he was listed as questionable.
Corey Provis and Jake Butt on the Big Ten Network, I think, brought it up like four times in the first 5 minutes because I think they were stunned.
Yes,
seeing him run out in his jersey. And you asked me
but
a couple
he had
of
more
weeks
than a jersey on. He was
He was ready to go, taped up, yes. And that makes you wonder what you asked me a couple of weeks ago after the Illinois win. Of do we see Mordecai if he is ready to go again? They win this game today, boss. I'm not positive that you see Tanner at home next week. The way they lost this game here today, I'll tell you this, and listen to Luke Fickell mention it with Mike, of maybe we reassess where we're at, what we're playing for, and what our goals each and every one are. Maybe if they believe they're out of the Big Ten West running, maybe they do go with the young kid, and maybe it doesn't matter at that point. A lot of interesting decisions here this week.
You had a chance, along with some of your colleagues, had a chance to talk to Tanner Mordecai this week.
Thursday night, yeah.
On your radio show. How tough was it for that dude, knowing the competitor that he is, to be fully ready to go, and not, you know, he was not allowed back in because of the injury, and maybe he couldn't play. Maybe it was more of a decoy type thing.
Sure.
But knowing the competitor that he is, you know that it had to be hard for him to stand there and watch.
I can't imagine how tough that was for him to stomach. And for the whole reason why he's here is to lead that team into situations like this, into games, into the second half where you think that you can go and win it. And they had so many opportunities in the second half to go get it. He was quite coy with us. We asked him a couple of times, what's the rehab like? And maybe I just need to be a little bit more observant when observant.
You got to ask more probing questions.
That's yeah, right. I need to get after him a little bit more. And I said, what's it like in rehab being able to be in meetings? Because a lot of times when you're injured, right, it's almost like you're not on the team. They use cross certain guys in the building.
I know where you're going because I heard the interview. What
and
did
he's like,
tell
I'm in every meeting.
I'm in every meeting. I'm in every huddle.
Hold on. Yes. Wait a second. Okay, well, that wouldn't timeline 3 weeks.
So what you're
weeks?
Saying is he tossed you a few breadcrumbs during the interview.
And I didn't pick him up.
He didn't pick him
no,
up.
I was too busy. I was too busy scarfing down boneless wings. So that one's on me, boss. I'll take that one.
All right, Badgers fall tonight, 20-14 to Indiana. We would love to hear from you tonight at 414-799-1973. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have more thoughts. Plus, we will find an energizing performance of the game.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah. as we continue tonight, stay with us, trying to make sense of it all. Hey, the sun is shining today. And how about Badger hockey? The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy. Okay.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs around 52. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow night, 46, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Receiver wide left as well for the Badgers, 46-yard line, where it's third down and 8. Lock gets the snap, little heat up the middle, throw over the middle. That is caught by Bryson Green. He's loose, 40 to the 30, down the sideline, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Wisconsin. Lock to Bryson Green as the Badgers are on the board.
That is our energizing performance of the game. We found one better. Brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. That was sweet. Capped off a five-play, 68-yard drive, 54-yard strike, made it 10-7. But then Indiana comes, hold my beer. I'll come right back with a nine-play, 71-yard drive, topped off by that McCauley catch in the end zone. That was ridiculous.
Fantastic
grab.
Awesome
catch. Yeah.
Well, and even the play before that in which he rumbles them down inside the red zone where, I mean, the review was tough. And an exhilarating call by the officiating crew.
Yeah, he was Mr. Excited today.
My man was snoozing through that game. But they're reviewing it for like 5 or 6 minutes, boss, trying to see if anything tips down. McCauley just, I mean, maybe taps the side of his foot down. It's a heck of an athletic play by him to be one of the biggest differences in that ball game was the final 2 minutes of the first half.
We're stating the obvious today, but the quarterback play, Braden Locke, was not good today. 21 of 41, 243, two touchdowns. You really needed him to step up today. It's a lot of pressure in a young guy. It is, but when you're down to your third, fourth string fullback slash tailback, special teams guys trying to bail you out a little bit today. Just had an off day. Did not throw the football very well. Let's go back to the locker room in Bloomington. Mike Heller standing by with the Badger quarterback.
Talking with Braden Locke. Let's talk about the slow start again, because it's something that you guys have addressed. We've talked about it in post-game interviews, and you guys have focused on having better starts, but it didn't go that way again today, and I know that's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of that's got to be a point of emphasis. I mean, obviously we've been making a point of emphasis, but just got to continue to take a further look at it, and you know, make a, it's got to be, you know, even further emphasized for the guys out there playing. You know, and I think that, you know, each and every player kind of has to make a choice and have a sense of urgency, including myself. I take a lot of responsibility for what's happened these past couple of weeks. Yeah, and I think that we'll get better from it.
Talk about a couple of good moments. I was just talking to Bryson Green about his cross, that short throw that turns into a touchdown. Felt like maybe that was the kick into momentum, and it did carry in. You had another one to Will Pauling. Walk me through those two touchdown throws.
Yeah, I mean, the one to Bryson, just a little, you know, shallow route across the middle, and saw some vacated space and tried to get him the ball. I believe it was third down and five or six there. You know, and when you put the ball in playmakers' hands, that's what they do, you know. So got to build off of that and, you know, try to make more plays from there. And then the one to Will, another third down, had a little double move on there for Will. You know, kind of knew we were getting man coverage. They ended up bringing the house there. And so Will did a great job of selling the out and then going up and scoring there.
Did you feel at that point, I think you did, that the game had flipped, like you guys were now had some momentum going and you were putting together a good second half, and then it just didn't happen?
Yeah, you know, kind of got to go back and watch the film and assess what happened. And, you know, I mean, yeah, there's no doubt that, you know, we felt in control of the game, and defense did a great job. And, I mean, didn't let up a point or let up 3 points in the second half. But, you know, for the most part, you know, pitched a shutout in the second half, and you know, they did a great job. So, I mean, I take a lot of responsibility for this, and I got to find a way to be better and make some more plays down the stretch and finish in the fourth quarter.
You were in a position to go ahead and maybe tie it, take the lead when you had a first down inside the 20-yard line. Mm-hmm. What happened on the delay, that internal clock? Did you not feel the clock, see the clock?
Yeah, I mean, I just got to do a better job of not taking a delay there. Just kind of assessing the situation, and then obviously can't take a sack either. Really bad sequence by me. Yeah, I mean, got to go back and get better from it and manage those situations better.
Last thought, Braden. That locker room was tough. I think even Coach Fickell said he was pretty hard on you guys as a group when he came in the locker room. But football's tough, right? Winning is hard, and emotion and frustration.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough game played by tough men, and that's how it was intended. And, you know, I feel like everybody on our team kind of has a choice to make. You know, we got to take a look inward at ourselves and really decide how the rest of the year is going to go. And I have no doubt that the guys in that locker room, they'll make a decision, and you'll see a change over the next few weeks.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Back over to you guys.
Oftentimes when Mike does interviews, and he does them so well, these guys are young,
mm-hmm.
really, really young, not that far removed from the guys that you coach on a Friday night basis. When I listen to Braden Locke, he seems wise beyond his years. The only place he's not wise yet is on the football field.
Sure, and experience.
You've cited numerous examples today of things that the more he plays, the more he sees. You played at the college level. You know this, that eventually things slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that frustrates fans, not you and I per se, because we've seen this, but from a fan standpoint, is how can a guy go and play like he did against Ohio State last week, and they're the number one team in the country, and yet when you play against Indiana, you play like this. It's because they're young.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And,
Am I wrong in that assessment, or is that just an easy pass?
No, I mean, I think it's one of the easier parts to it to assess, is the fact that young guys are going to make mistakes. And a lot of the mistakes you saw today, Tim, I thought were inexperienced mistakes. He talked about it here, a lot easier in the heat of battle while we're watching it on our couch to say, oh, you can't take a sack right there. But he's trying to get this guy lined up and taking a deep breath and knows that they already are kind of behind the sticks, knows that they got to get... Oh, wait, free blitzer already in my lap. And so those are the moments where at some point when the game does slow down for you, those moments where you're more controlled in the chaos don't feel as chaotic. Does that make sense? Like, once you've seen all of those situations, it's a lot easier to take a deep breath, assess, and you can make decisions in the split seconds.
As you were saying this, I flash back to last week. And it was a throw he made to Will Pauling, right? For the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
There was a blitz pickup made by, if I remember right, Braylon Allen.
Yeah.
Braylon Allen's not on the field, okay? And so not only is your quarterback not experienced, Jackson Aker, we love the heart of this kid.
Yeah.
He's not experienced.
And he got lost on that play, yes, definitely. He gets lost behind the right tackle.
So those little things, when you add them all up, unfortunately, they become big things very quickly, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And that's where this offensive line, I think they're a much better pass-blocking unit than maybe they are a run-blocking unit. That's one where maybe they can help them out a little bit, but you saw inexperience creep up. And we've had texters as well. The Barrister, I know Nathan Holland also pointed to it. You just look at how many guys in key spots the Badgers were missing today. It's not an excuse. You're still expected to go out and win that football game. You're a touchdown-plus favorite for a reason, and they haven't won a Big Ten game yet. But there are more reasons instead of excuses here today, because nobody's going to excuse the fact that you walk out of Bloomington, Indiana with an L.
Well, there's, you know, the other thing, too, you and I talked about, I know we got to get to our final break, but sometimes special teams can mean so much.
Big time.
I mean, late today, the defense is playing so much better. Indiana gets stopped, and they rip off a 51-yard punt from their end zone. Okay, that puts Wisconsin drive. They start at, the 33, I think?
Yeah, that like 30-something.
That was a Iacomelli fumble. Okay, they get the ball back, and they get held again. Jordan Turner has a sack, forces a punt. But they get a 47-yard punt that time. Wisconsin starts the drive at the 8-yard line. If you look at where Wisconsin started their drives late in that ball game, they didn't have good field position either.
No, and Tom Allen, I thought, did a pretty good job of making them drive the length of the field, because Tausch hit on it a couple of times earlier on today. Everything for this Wisconsin offense has been hard all year long. Every drive you've had to go double-digit plays. You're not getting the quick strike outside of today when Bryson Green broke a tackle and booked it 50 to the house. You just haven't had those moments here this year. And credit to Indiana. They said, we're going to make you show us you can do it with a redshirt freshman quarterback and missing some of your best skill position players.
Final score from Bloomington today. Indiana beats the Badgers by a score of 20-14. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Stop the bin! All Badger football fans 12 years or younger, would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Shop the Pig!
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at OdysseyBrands.com.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
that means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back one final time in the Ford Postgame Show. Tim Scott and Bill Schmid here on the Badger Radio Network. We had kind of speculated amongst ourselves that perhaps there was a little pep talk that had taken place afterwards,
yeah,
because there was a delay getting sound from the locker room, and we understand, yeah, they had a little bit of a conversation.
Yeah, seeing some things on X that would allow you to believe that, and some conversation that apparently Luke had with the rest of the media postgame would let you know that it was a little fired up after that game. Now, maybe not fired up in the same way of him punching out the ceiling tile that we got to see in the Illinoisan celebration, which that video is going to make the postseason highlight tape.
So here's the deal. We have to step out from the network side, but if you want to hear more, we have a lot more, including we're going to replay Luke's postgame press conference here in a mere matter of moments. Here's how you can stay with us. In the Milwaukee market, stay right here at 97.3 FM. In Madison, on our flagship 1310 WIBA, we will stay there. For the rest of you, you can find either station on your iHeartRadio app. And you can listen in. We've got a lot more to get to tonight as well. Badgers lose 20-14 to Indiana. Billy, next week against Northwestern. Don't sleep on the Wildcats.
No, they're in the middle of a game right now against Iowa, and they're not rolling over. Many people thought that once Pat Fitzgerald exited that program, they were just going to lay on down and maybe just take a bye year. They've been playing hard. I think they've won 3 of their last 5 games and hanging with Iowa right now at Wrigley Field, that game is. Nothing. I know you're stunned by that outcome with 2 minutes to go in the first half.
Do they still have it set up so that each team is on the same sidelines because of space?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I think that's the same deal. I was hoping this game would be at Ryan Field because I'm like, sleepy environment, Hawkeyes get nipped, we roll in. Yeah. Beat the Cats next week, but apparently the sleepiest environment was in Bloomington.
Mm-hmm. Badgers fall today by a score of 20-14. Next week, as we said, it's Northwestern. Kickoff next week at Camp Randall Stadium is 2:30. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Bill Schmidt, I'm Tim Scott, reminding you to join us next Saturday when the Badgers take on the Wildcats of Northwestern. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From Gillette the hometown Intimate, of NASCAR's
guys a gentle
Dick
and easy shave.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Your news
don't talk treat
and
your groin
station.
Like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Temperatures getting low, but demand remains high? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner, like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Raising Wisco. This is the Anastasia Esther birthday show.
Ooh!
I'm Raising Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman.
And her stinky dog.
And, oh man, that dog is in rough shape.
Is that why you sent him in to me?
Well, I didn't send him in there, but yeah, I wouldn't keep him in there with you, Anya.
Why do you smell bad, bud?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm going to show you something, Joel. And I need you to tell me what you think it is, like, immediately, okay?
Ready?
So, I'll tell you, everybody who's listening, what it is afterwards.
Okay.
What is this?
That looks like a scent eliminator for deer hunting.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, I go out there. Ooh, I just got a notification from my Moultrie camera. Okay, I went out hunting this past weekend, correct?
All right.
Fantastic weekend. I had one of the most, I created a core memory. I lived a core memory, and I know it's going to stick with me forever. Just like our hunt, our awesome. Goose hunt, and with the fog and everything.
Goose hunt in the fog, yeah. And our turkey hunt.
Yeah, that, like, those are core memories for me.
Right.
And I lived another core memory on Friday, Saturday, whatever day it was. But the following day, so this, because I was Saturday, this is Sunday. I have a very dirty Jeep. I have my hunting stuff, bandit stuff, my work stuff. It's just a dirty Jeep. So I spray it every once in a while,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate having rain stick to my windshield and all that kind of stuff.
So you put Rain-X on.
So I have Rain-X on the windows. And then I have my hunting stuff. So I have my scent away in there as well.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, this bottle looks like a wonderful scent away yellow bottle.
Yeah, it looks like a scent eliminator.
But it's actually Rain-X. I doused myself in Rain-X. And when I say douse, I mean hair.
Oh,
clothes,
my gosh.
Socks.
You know that is basically silicone-based, right?
But I sprayed, and I knew I was going to have a buck coming around 10 o'clock, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And
Does it stink? Does it smell bad?
There's a smell to it,
it
yes.
Smells like rubber, kind of, a little
yeah,
bit,
but
doesn't it?
It doesn't smell like natural earth.
No, it certainly doesn't smell like earth. So you doused yourself in Rain-X. Does that mean you could go out with an umbrella?
It definitely does. If it was raining,
oh, my gosh, this dog.
Sorry.
He came back. He didn't want to hang out with me anymore. I don't know why.
We're going to have to get some of the gas, get some gas masks for this dog in studio next week. Holy cow.
Hey, everybody has an off day. It's fantastic.
Oh my gosh. That's not an off day.
But okay. Yeah. So I sprayed myself with Rain-X.
Okay.
And I was very disappointed, and I rolled around in the dirt. I went out there just for a little bit, just like, okay, I have to do this. I have to hunt. I know this buck's coming. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, I can't. I feel like I just ruined the whole entire hunt.
Because of the way you were worried how you smelled? Or
yes. Granted, it was all down. So I was worried because the wind was going behind me where it needed to go. It was into a driveway.
Okay.
So I'm like, and the bucks don't come from this way. The deer don't come from this way. I'm not worried about that. But the night before, I heard rattling for hours. Hours.
Like bucks fighting.
Yes. And it was just confusing because it was straight downwind for me. I'm like, I know I did the Ozonics. Like, everything's fine. I know my scent is not a bad thing.
What, were you running in Ozonics?
Well, I have my scent away locker to where it does it automatically, like, every couple hours and everything. And I did it in my car prior. I should have done it in here with Bandit.
Yes.
But, like, I wasn't worried. But I'm like, okay, there's bucks behind me. They're fighting. I heard a little bit of rustling, but not as much as I thought I would. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's some young bucks.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, well, now that I'm here, those young bucks are going to be fighting. I probably have some hot does running around. So I'm going to ruin my chances with this nice monster buck. I know it's going to be coming.
Well, let me give you, if you know me, you know that I love to hunt, and I love to hunt multi-species across the board. And I love deer hunting. That's the caveat. I love deer hunting. I love bow hunting deer. But I am not as versed in it as some of the people who concentrate on whitetail hunting, and that's what they're into, period. My brother-in-law, Tim Wilbanks, is one of those people, and he works really hard on food plots. He works really hard to make the back, the 100 acres, really conducive to deer hunting. Something that he always says, which I would give you this advice, is that during the rut is the time you can get away with not being completely scent free. You can get away with some odd scents because they're in a hyper state of activity and they're not paying attention to those things as much as they would if it were outside of the rut. So for the next week or 2 weeks, I would say don't find a reason not to stay in the tree. Find a reason to stay in the tree. And did you know that most of the giant bucks are killed between like 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Right in the middle of the day.
Yes. Yes, they are. Because everyone else is getting out of their tree stand that's been there since
and bumping
5 o'clock.
Them around,
yep,
right.
Since 5 o'clock in the morning. They're getting down, going to have lunch, going to take a nap in their bed instead of in the tree stand. And, yeah, that's when they start moving around because there's commotion, so they're going to move in different directions. Plus, they're chasing all these hot doe.
Right.
Oh, that's why I keep getting all of my notifications during the daytime at work.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very annoying.
You know what? So I would say whether you douse yourself in Rain-X or Aquanet or Aquavelva, I mean, or Old Spice, whatever it is, don't find an excuse to not hunt right now. But this also brings up something I'd like to remind folks is that during the rut activity is when most of the deer are running into the roads right now without paying attention. So. Mm-hmm. Be super careful driving in Wisconsin. Southeast Wisconsin's got a very high deer population. And I mean, if you notice the dead deer on the side of the road, it's not coincidental. And you are actually noticing the fact that the rut is going on big time right now.
It is.
And I have to say, that's how much I love waterfowl hunting. We're in the middle of the rut right now. And if we find birds in a field, I'll still go out there. And I have to tell you, I have to give a shout out to Kyle Schmidt and Mike from Northwoods Taxidermy. The other day, that he called me in the morning and said, can you hunt at 3 o'clock this afternoon? We got a stacked field of birds. And I said, yes. And it was right in the middle of that snowstorm. Like, ooh. It was like sideways snow. And these birds were coming in and finishing.
That
it was kind of like,
so nice.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was cold. It was windy. It was snowing. It was chaotic.
It was
but
fantastic.
These birds were coming into the decoys, were covered in snow. And these birds were coming in feet down in the decoys. We had an
awesome.
Unbelievable hunt. Two bands. We shot two bands, and my rock, paper, scissors game is off because I was down to one guy with a band, and I lost, and he won. Justin, fair and square, won the band. I had a chance at a band, and I screwed that up, but it was an amazing hunt.
What did you go
great
for, rock,
people.
Paper, scissors?
I think on the last one, I went for rock, and he covered me with paper.
Oh, yep. Hot dog.
Two out of three. He beat me fair and square. But it was one of those unforgettable hunts in the snow, chaos. We got a six-man limit. It was fantastic. Bottom line here, as the show wraps up, get out there. The rut is going on right now, hot and heavy. They're running around like crazy. Waterfowl's great in Wisconsin. Get out there and do something this weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful. We will see you next week on Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
And this is the Happy Birthday Anastasia Esther Show.
Happy birthday.
We'll see you
Thank
next
you guys.
Week.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you
locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.